You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, you hikers and bikers and all of you who love the great outdoors, you know all too well how important your relationship to nature is. And Discovery Southeast has been working, can you believe this, for 30 years to get that relationship started as early as possible. I love their motto, deepening our connection with nature through education and exploration. And we have Sean Isley here with us. He's the executive director for Discovery Southeast, and Kelly Sorensen is their education coordinator. And they're here to tell us what they're working on right at the moment. But 30 years, wow. What has having 30 years of a running organization done for all the things that you do? Sean?
Hey, thanks so much for having us. I love what it's actually done for the community. If you think about it, there are a lot of kids in our programs whose parents went through our programs, and we have a lot of people supporting us who have seen both their kids and their grandchildren in the program. So I really love the idea that there's this kind of common background that almost everyone who grew up in Juneau has, where they have a connection to this place that we live in. That's really special.
What do you hear from people, Kelly?
You know, one of my favorite stories is one of our naturalists, Steve. Steve has been with us for about 30 years, the whole time, and he will often see people in the grocery store, and they'll stop him, and they'll kind of recognize him and say, "Hey, keep your space," and he'll say, "Save your face." So we have these kind of mottos and things that we say over the years that kind of have stuck through, and you can kind of tell if somebody remembers 30 years after their nature studies trip that it's been a meaningful experience for them.
So
yeah, it's kind of amazing. Like, there's just not many things that, you know, you might have done a little bit in elementary school and that you remember, you know, and stop someone in the grocery store about when you're 20 years old. So that's a strong thing.
Well, I suppose you have all those little safety chants that kids have to memorize and are repeated over and over, among other things. But, you know, I guess that's a great thing to hear, that people, after all those years, still remember things. But what do you think people take away from this, from these experiences? I mean, what are the favorite experiences that you hear about from the kids who later become adults?
Any really experience that we have with kids that is outside usually involves some kind of learning and some kind of fun. So the ones that really stick with me is, like, last summer at camp, we had this group of kids out at Fish Creek, and they started on Monday, didn't know each other, kind of formed the group on Tuesday. By Wednesday, they started building this village down by the river, and they were taking rocks and making rock gardens. They were taking sticks and making bridges. They were electing leaders of their community and bartering materials that they found in the forest. So it was one of those times I walked into it and stepped out of it almost immediately, because I think when you can get those experiences, when the kids are really engaging with each other and engaging with the land, that's the, like, magic sauce that I really look for.
That's true, because kids today don't get a lot of that magic sauce, or you have to work hard to make it happen for them, because I guess parents can't help it. There's so much going on today. They have to be helicopter parents, kind of organizing things, carpooling, moving kids from here to there. And it is kind of a rare moment to see something totally engineered by kids. What do you think about that, Sean? Just that chance for kids to kind of get away from too much adult supervision.
Yeah, I mean, it's special and it's there. And I think, you know, we talk about safety or stuff like that, but just, you know, patience to be outside and explore and kind of that mental space is, you know, it's not, it's important to do, and it really doesn't have to be that scary just to have some time in your backyard or a park. And Juneau's really blessed with having a lot of natural areas that are accessible. You know, we have two core programs that we've been doing for those 30 years, although we have several programs. But, you know, the first one is nature studies, and that's in virtually every elementary school classroom where we go outside with the kids. And what's special about that one is that not only is it virtually every child in Juneau, but it's also going to a park that's really accessible. So we go there with our program, and then the kids can go back there and they can keep that relationship up. And so that's kind of our core program that we've been doing for a long time. And then, you know, the other big program is our summer programs, our summer camp called Outdoor Explorers. And those are just opening up registration right now. And that's a program where we can really go and kind of take it a step further and have a more immersive experience where we're working with kids for, you know, a full day and even a full week. And that's been a really great stepping stone to build that relationship.
So who pays for this? How do you get the money to keep doing this?
Yeah, so first of all, Discovery Southeast has always been a member organization, and so we rely on donations from individuals and businesses in our community as well as grants. The second thing is just recently in the last 5 years, we've started a partnership with the Forest Service, and so we operate a bookstore and gift shop out at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center, and we're really psyched to sell a lot of local merchandise, hire a lot of locals, and all the funds from that then go to support education programs in our community. So that's been an important kind of pillar of support for us, and we're really happy to be doing that.
So how about I was just going to ask you, how about the kids themselves? I mean, how is this expensive to partake of some of your programs? I know the ones you probably offer through the schools, there isn't a fee, but for the camps and things like that.
Yeah, you know, we're super happy that their fee is never a barrier for any of our programs. So like you said, any program through the school, there's no charge for. And then for programs like summer camp, we always do a sliding scale tuition. And so parents can pay whatever is right for them all the way down to zero. And in fact, we go a little bit further. We hand out some vouchers through the schools, and we work with community organizations to make sure that families in need both have affordable access and also whatever tools they need to make sure that those kids can register, that their kids can register.
Well, Kelly, you have had a chance to watch kids and see how the program has impacted them. And so when you talk to some of the adults today that have been through that program, what are they telling you about this experience in hindsight?
You know, I had a really interesting conversation with one of our staff members for our upcoming summer season because he was an outdoor explorer. He was a part of our summer camps as a kid. And one thing that he talked about in that interview was just kind of how it was such a formative experience in his life. And it really drove the direction of where he wanted to take his education and where he wanted to take his career. And so he's back with us after, you know, taking a 5 or 6 year hiatus of growing up. And then can really apply all those experiences of what he did with Discovery Southeast growing up. And now he gets to be that mentor to a lot of other kids. And, you know, he talked about the activities a little bit, but the more important piece, I think, was the relationship, both his relationship with the other leaders that were there and the kids, and also how he just got to spend a lot of time outside and how that really just made him more comfortable and more interested in spending more time outside.
So it's not just a relationship to nature, but relationships with each other then that this program promotes.
Yeah. And, you know, another one of my favorite stories is the first camp that we had after the COVID lockdown. There were two kids that hadn't seen each other in probably, I don't know, a month or two. And they got out of the car and immediately saw each other at check-in and just started racing each other around a tree for like 10 minutes. So it absolutely is about the connection with others as well as the connection to place.
That's a wonderful picture that you painted. Sean, do you have any pictures that you could paint for us right now before we go about what a wonderful experience this is for kids?
Yeah, one of my favorite times is just, you know, it was actually on the trail just at the end of the North Douglas Road, the Powerline Trail, and just getting a group of kids out there and actually doing nothing. It's so much fun just to watch them just kind of explore and play and look around. And, you know, sometimes doing nothing is just that, just giving a lot of open space. And I find that when you're in the outdoors at a place like that, it can be super engaging for them. And it becomes very easy as an adult to supervise because they're really engaged in what they're doing and their senses are turned on and they're paying attention to where they are. So those times are just really fun to be a part of.
So in wrapping things up, Sean, give us the vital stats so we can connect to your program if we need to.
Yeah, well, the vital stat that we want people to know is that registration for our summer camp is opening today. We actually, it's pretty cool. We tried to open it at noon today, and there was so much demand that it actually crashed our website. So I apologize for that. We're working on actually getting a new server set up, and so we should be opening registration this evening again as soon as we have our website robust again. So normally the vital stat I would give you is discoverysoutheast.org. Right now I would say take a deep breath and hold on for another hour or two, and we're going to totally reboot our website this evening to be able to handle that traffic. DiscoverySoutheast.org will be back up and running, and we'll be doing registration for Outdoor Explorer Summer Camp, starting with 1 week per child for this first week. So that it's not such a derby, families can sign up for the first week for their child this week, starting tonight once their website is back, and then in another week we'll open up additional weeks for each family.
Isn't it nice to be popular?
It's not the way we wanted the opening to go, but
right.
it's great to see people are excited, and I hope we can make it a really smooth and calm, non-hectic process for people this evening.
Well, it is a form of validation. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us today to tell us about a little more about this program that really seems to have had a big footprint on Juneau and for people growing up here. Sean Isley, Executive Director for Discovery Southeast, and Kelly Sorensen, who's the Education Coordinator. And thank you, Kelly, for sharing some great stories with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.